Excuse me, I'm just passing through. Do you know what these houses are all about? They look so unusual.
Yes, I can give you an explanation. That was once a pumping station on a brine pipeline.
Brine? That's salt water, isn't it? However, I've never heard of a pipeline, and what does that have to do with these buildings?
Oh, it's simpler than you might think. Brine flowed through pipelines into the lower brine storage tank, which was situated in the long building over there.
Ah, I see. And what purpose did the tower-shaped building next to it serve?
It was once the engine house, in which a pump was located and pumped up brine.
Wait, but how was the machine actually powered?
Do you see the house, which is halfway up? It was called Driving Water House, and inside the building there was a water tank. A separate, 6 kilometers long pipeline transported water from a mountain stream to that tank. From there, the water pressure was generated, which powered the pump in the engine house.
It's unbelievable that people built a second pipeline just to be able to operate the pump with water power. But where was the brine pumped to afterwards?
In the house at the very top, there was a second tank, the upper brine storage tank, to which it was piped. From there, it continued to flow on a gentle gradient.
Huh. So the engineers really thought of everything. But there's one thing I'd still like to know. Surely, the house that stands apart must have served a purpose as well.
Oh, I guess you mean the house where the keeper of the pumping station lived and the neighboring buildings. Back then, it was a staff quarters and had no technical function.
You keep talking about back then. When did all this happen?
You are standing in front of the Klaushäusel, which was put into operation for the first time in 1810. What I just told you took place about, well, 200 years ago.
200 years ago? What people achieved during that time is incredible.
Yes, and not only that. The first brine pipeline had already been constructed at the time of the 30 Years' War, around the year 1630. Actually, the first pipeline was modernized and partly used for the construction of the second brine pipeline.
Since then, there must have been many further developments, right?
Of course! In the Klaushäusel, the brine was pumped up 42 meters due to the water power of a tank filled with driving water, which was situated 22 meters above the engine house. Sometimes, two pumping stations had to work together in order to pump up brine particularly high. But just a few years later, one single pump managed a height of 360 meters.
I see. Therefore, the pumps were the heart of every pumping station.
Right. The original pump is still inside the engine house. You can look at it if you're interested. It is a watercolor machine with piston engines, which are very similar to those of a steam engine.
Thank you very much for the information. I would never have guessed how much history lies behind those inconspicuous buildings.